Dutch. This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever is on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Starting things out with a story about stopping by John Stossel, ABC News. Actually, I think this is one of his columns from townhall.com, which is a very strange place to find somebody like John Stossel. Anyway, day after day, says John in Warren, Michigan, people wait in a long line to pay traffic fines. Many are there because police say they didn't come to a full stop at a stop sign. Often the policeman saying that is Officer David Kanapsky. On last week's 2020, or a recent 2020, you heard a motorist in court insist that she did come to a complete stop. The judge replied, as judges there often do, "I find Officer Kanapsky's testimony to be credible. He is an unbiased witness."
This is something that has always really, really irritated me.
What's that?
Whenever you get pulled over for a stop sign violation... How it's just your word against mine.
Right.
I mean, what?
Yeah. But
you didn't
and
come
they
to
always,
complete stop. Yes,
and
I did.
They often take the cop's word as though he's unbiased. He's not unbiased.
No.
It's his job to give tickets. How is that unbiased? It's my job to sell radio. You want to?
Hey, it's unbiased because that's what the judge said, and he's wearing a robe and sitting higher than you. He is important.
He's a transvestite on an elevated box.
Well, he's certainly a man on a power trip, that much is for sure.
The other thing that really irritates me about stop signs is that, let's say if you're driving around at 3 o'clock in the morning and you approach the stop sign and there's no one around, do you really have to come to a complete stop? Because it's supposed to be about safety. So if there's no one else around and you haven't harmed anybody, but there's a cop sitting behind a tree with his lights off in the dark just waiting to give people tickets who do just that, It irritates me. It infuriates me.
There are times, I'm sure, when coming to a full stop makes perfectly good sense. I mean, obviously, there's oncoming traffic, but I'm trying to think of an instance where coming to a full stop, and full means you stop, the car rocks back, and then you're allowed to go. It's ludicrous. You know what I do? Is when I have, when there's a cop around, that's when I come to the full and complete stop. I'll rock that baby back, wait for a three count, and then I'll go.
Same here.
Here you go. There you go. How do you like that full? Because you know nobody drives like this. That cop doesn't drive like nobody drives like this.
No. Oh, I see cops roll past this stop sign in front of the house.
Of course they
all
do.
All the time.
Well, they've got a pass. They
got the magic car that doesn't get tickets.
Here's more
and if they have one of their special cop stickers on the back of their car, they're not going to get a ticket, too. Have you seen these? They're the black stickers with the blue stripe.
Yeah, I've got some. Do you want one?
Blue horizontal stripe.
Do you want one of them?
I don't know. I'm not going to. I don't think I'm going to. Nobody believe it anyway if they saw my car.
All right. So here's the rest of the story from John Stossel. So, again, the judge says, I find him to be a credible or an unbiased witness about his buddy in uniform. But the officer, says Stossel, is not really unbiased. The more tickets he writes, the more overtime he gets. Last year, Officer Kanapsky spent so much time in court, he increased his pay by $21,000.
Wow.
Because it's overtime when they go to court.
So he sees
So there's no incentive whatsoever for him to give these tickets out.
Yeah, he's figured out how to work the system. Usually they say the cops just don't show up because it's their day off. Mm-hmm. But he gets overtime, and who doesn't like overtime?
Rolling through a stop sign in Michigan puts 2 points on your driving record. That hikes your car insurance premium. Biting the ticket could cost even more.
Yep.
So to avoid the points and legal fees, most people plead guilty to a lesser offense, impeding traffic. The court sounds like an assembly line. No points. $135. Last year, the town made $500,000 such fines.
This is the other thing. Is supposedly the town. Yeah. How much was the money? What was it?
$500,000 in 1 year.
That adds to their bottom line. I'll tell you, that's almost what what my town makes. What they have their entire budget. I forgot my point.
All right. Some drivers told us it seems like a money-making scam, and they're right. That's exactly what it is. And, in fact, that's all it is. That the purpose of the courtroom is just to avert your attention from the fact that it's a money-making scam.
And the other purpose of the courtroom is to keep us – right. The idea is that this institution is here to keep us safe, right? And, you know, the shouldn't they be these bad – these terrible drivers that aren't coming to a full and complete stop? Their insurance companies need to know about this. I mean, obviously, the rest of us are bearing the costs, you know, through higher insurance for these dangerous people that aren't coming to a full and complete stop. So the court isn't actually doing what it's supposed to be doing. It's just a money generating machine.
Because they're downgrading the charge and letting people plea.
Right, without getting points.
Giving them a deal.
No points, $135. Yeah. The points are the part that's legitimate, you know, that would be more legitimate. They legitimize.
If they were driving dangerously.
Right,
yeah.
It legitimizes their activity. Whereas the money, what's that for? Yeah, it's just for the town.
There are two yield signs in Keene that I know of, and I absolutely love them. They're essentially what a stop sign should be. You approach the intersection that has the right of way, you look and see if there are any cars coming, and if there aren't, you get to go. You don't have to stop. You don't have to rock your car.
You know, being treated like a baby.
Right. You know, and if you hit somebody, you know, you cause an accident or something like that.
It's your fault.
It's your fault. You failed to yield the right of way.
Right.
And that's, you know, that's the way it should be. Stop signs, they're a traffic calming measure, I guess, in neighborhoods, that kind of idea.
Yeah.
But we have speed limits in neighborhoods. See, what do you need the...
It doesn't calm anything around here. I see people just blow right through the signs.
Right. If the stop sign doesn't work in calming the measure, if the speed limit sign didn't work for calming traffic down to the speed that you wanted, the hell does the new sign do it?
It's red and it's an octagon.
I actually saw one the other day with an explanation point. Stop!
that wasn't a city one, though.
No, but it made me laugh.
Yeah, those ingenious little things are what organizations use, and they work better because people see them.
I used to live by a neighborhood whose speed limit was 12.
12?
Yeah, and the reason why it was 12 is because you notice it. Because it always goes in fives normally.
Right.
So it was to stand out and to be noticed.
I've seen them at 5 miles an hour. And just to be a jerk.
Ludicrous.
Through like some mobile home parks.
You
and different,
can't go that
slow. No.
I'll just go 5 miles an hour.
You can't.
I'll creep.
Yes, you can. You don't hit the gas and you just
you'd actually have to ride
slowly,
the brake.
Yeah, you like very slowly.
Different cars idle at different speeds.
Yeah.
All right, so here's more from Stossel. Again, the town made $500,000 from fines like stop sign fines. And again, people said it seems like a money-making scam. Now, Stossel says, I don't know if that's true, but when some angry motorist, and he's just being coy, I think. But I don't know if that's the right word. Anyway, when some angry motorist complained to Heather Catallo, reporter for Detroit's ABC affiliate, she took her cameras out to see if the cops themselves stopped at the stop signs. And most of them didn't.
I bet you, of course they didn't. Nobody drives that way. They have, you know, that's the whole purpose of the speed limit signs and the stop signs. They put up speed limit signs that are too low, so you know, lower than people would normally, you know, navigate a piece of road so that they can give out tickets and get revenue generation. If they really wanted people to go that speed, they'd put up speed trap cameras so that everybody would know if you go by that camera, you're going to get a ticket. Not the one in a thousand chance.
Compliance
revenue
goes up and fines go down.
Because it's about revenue.
Yep.
In the same way that stop signs, nobody stops that way.
Her expose caused a ruckus in town. The mayor hired a new police commissioner who told me the cops might have been on emergency calls.
What a bunch of crap that is.
They don't necessarily have to have their lights and sirens on. I told him the tape showed police cars rolling through stop signs on the way back to the police station. Did some officers make mistakes? Perhaps so, he said.
But if I make a mistake, it's a problem.
Right.
Yeah.
It just goes to show there's a double standard.
Yep.
There is a double standard, and it goes from stop signs to you know, the biggest drug deals. When it comes to police, there's a double standard. They are there to generate revenue for the state.
And whenever they get caught, it's always the same excuse. Oh, it's only a few bad apples, or, hey, everybody makes mistakes. I've heard it time and time again.
I got to tell you, with complete honesty, if I drove a police car, and I wouldn't, but if I did, I wouldn't stop at stop signs, I wouldn't drive the speed limit either. I don't know.
And it's just proof positive. Everybody knows this is true. Everybody knows cops don't stop at stop signs any more than anybody else does, or any less than anybody else does.
But they're just mistakes, Mark.
And we still allow this ludicrous money-making system to go on.
We're scared. I mean, people are frightened.
We have to pay for the roads.
Well, the reason why they allow it to happen is not because they feel obligated to pay for the roads, but because they don't want to be put in a jail cell. That's why our buddy Sam...
Because it's just not worth their time.
More on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Shack Radio Minute, with thoughts and commentary on spirituality by the author and collaborators of the best-selling book, The Shack. Here's Paul Young, Brad Cummings, and Wayne Jacobson.
There is a part of the mystery of this is the fact that nobody seemed to want to publish this little story.
It's a little book that couldn't find a home.
Exactly.
Yeah, we sent it to a couple dozen publishers, and every one of them turned it down and said it wasn't a novel they thought they could do, and hilarious.
They're kind of regretting that now.
Yeah, I just talked to one a few minutes ago, yeah.
On the faith-based side, it was like, you know what, we like it, we don't have a niche for it.
It's too edgy.
Too edgy. And on the non-faith side, it was, we like it, we don't have a niche for it, and it's got too much Jesus.
Too much Jesus, yeah. More pantheon.
Exactly.
But it really has pointed up this missing middle of people who are really looking to deal honestly with spiritual issues, and they're willing to look outside the box of the religious conventions that are broken for most people.
Yeah, I think people have genuine questions, and they're looking for real answers. And they're not afraid to examine the claims of the God of the Bible.
For more information on the New York Times bestselling book, The Shack, please visit theshackbook.com. What if there is a God who really loves you? For those who have ever wondered how God can exist in a world of unspeakable tragedy and sadness comes a riveting new novel that could change the way you think about God. The Shack. Number one on the New York Times bestseller list for the last 7 weeks is the most talked about book of the year. It's an uplifting, endearing, unconventional look at a man, his pain, and an unbelievable encounter. The Shack is available wherever books are sold.
Do you still think that $4 a gallon at the gas pump is your worst problem in this country? Bank failures, rising food prices, and an ever-weakening dollar are only the beginning of a much larger crisis. Why have America's politicians abandoned the rule of law in favor of the rule of men? The majority of this nation's elected officials have become drunk on the power and illusion of authority that only lawless men and women seek. They no longer strive to protect American ideals, but rather they have abandoned the very rulebook that they have sworn an oath to defend. Will the American people let these crimes go unpunished? Do the American people even understand the crimes that have been committed? Where does it stop? Washington, You're Fired is a film about true change in D.C. with true solutions to our everyday problems. We invite you to get your copy today. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com. Understanding what has happened is key to fixing our problems. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com and understand true change today.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and those features include the updates. Get signed up, and we will let you know when there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And travel less and meet online. Try WebEx for free. Go to WebEx.com. Use the promo code 600 to start your free trial of WebEx. That's WebEx, WebEx.com. Again, the promo code is 600. That'll allow you to start your free trial of WebEx today and get yourself a free webcam.
I'll tell you, it makes sense. It's when you think about the cost of airfare and gasoline and these kind of things, it makes sense to do this with clients just to try it out.
1-800-259-9231 is our number. We continue discussing stop signs. John Stossel talking about how there's this double standard, and we've known there's a double standard between the police and the rest of us, and it's particularly apparent when you watch them roll through stop signs, just like everybody rolls through stop signs, but listening to their excuses is particularly amusing. The spokes bureaucrat this is actually the police commissioner, who apparently spoke out on this issue. He said the cops might have been on emergency call. They don't necessarily have to have their lights and sirens on, but when pointed out that the cops absolutely weren't on emergency calls because they were followed back to the station, he says, well, did some officers make mistakes? Perhaps so. And that's because they don't want you to believe that these people are just like the rest of you, like they have some sort of higher standard that they're being held to, when in point of fact, that's not the case at all.
You know, I don't know how often police officers put on their lights. I can imagine that, if they do get an emergency call, woo, we get to put on the lights.
People move out of your way.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, I got the blinking lights on the top of the car. And, you know, I'm sure that's not true for the guys that have been doing it a long time. It's like, oh, here we go again. Yeah, another disturbance or whatever.
Yeah, probably more the younger dudes. That may be the case. Anyway, here's a little bit more about the story. The bureaucrat denied that the tickets were a money-making scam.
What?
He said
man,
he didn't think
what
it
hubris.
Was, hold on now. He said he didn't think it was odd at all that Officer Konapsky wrote thousands of tickets. He said it's not unusual for a traffic officer to write 10 to 20 traffic violations a day, if not more. Stossel says, please, I'm all for highway safety, but I suspect that America's roads have too many rules and that gives cops too much arbitrary power to harass people or profit off them. As the ancient Chinese philosopher Lao Tse said, the more laws that are written, the more criminals are produced. I bet most Americans roll through stop signs. I do. It makes for a smoother ride, and it saves gas.
Yeah. You know, that's the other thing is...
it saves your brakes, too.
When I was thinking about this from the bicycle standpoint, when I was living in Keene, I bicycled everywhere, and I'm not stopping at your stop sign on a bicycle.
Oh, yeah, they have bike stop signs here.
Well, there's a stop sign, and a bicycle's a vehicle. Just like any other, and is legally,
is that true if you're not in the middle of the road?
It's true. That's my understanding. The bicycle is a vehicle, and you have to follow all the rules that a car has to follow.
Oh, well, I don't do those stupid hand signals either. They're little turn signals. I don't even know.
You're not generally changing lanes, and mostly you don't have to put on a turn signal to make turns. so there you go. Anyway, that's not as big of a deal. However, I'm not stopping at your stop sign on a bicycle. I'm just not going to do it unless there's some kind of car. Or some reason to do it. I had to.
Does that mean you'd pay the fine if they got you?
Well, I've never been gotten.
But the question stands: what if they fine you $50 fine?
I don't know the answer. I had never considered it. I haven't confronted that situation. My point is that I put my blood, sweat, and tears into getting up to the speed that I'm getting up to.
Yeah.
And I like to ride fast on my bike. You know, to me, it's a challenge.
Sure.
So stopping at your stop sign stinks. But then I thought about it. Look, I'm putting the money into. I put my time into work in order to make money, in order to buy gasoline. Mm-hmm. So the people in the cars are doing the same thing. They're putting their energy into driving their vehicles and stopping, waste their gas, too. It's just as big of a deal for a car to have to stop at a stop sign.
Absolutely. It's inconvenient. It slows things down. I mean, if people had collectively, all of the people stopping at stop signs, how much money is that just throwing down? I mean, you're burning
up
gasoline.
They're so worried about gasoline. You want to save some gas. You want to save the planet. Put up some yield signs.
Yep.
And get some cops off the road.
In fact, ABC News put cameras by the stop signs in Warren, Michigan, and in New York City. By the way, I did a little wikiing during the break. Warren isn't exactly a town. It's a small city or a large or medium-sized city with over 100,000 population. So still, though, $500,000 for the police department just from stop sign-like fines is not too shabby.
A $500,000 hit to the budget would be a tough hit for any town that size to take.
So they put cameras in both Warren, Michigan, and in New York City, and the video showed that, sure enough, in Warren, 72% of drivers did not come to a complete stop. In New York, it was 82% that kept going. Warren and other towns probably have too many stop signs. Now, there's no proof that more signs save lives. Studies show that sometimes installing stop signs lowers accident rates, but in some cases, more accidents occurred after the signs were installed. In this month's Atlantic magazine, John Stadden argues that America's omnipresent stop signs make us less safe. He says that stop signs are costly to drivers and bad for the environment. Stop-start driving uses more gas, and vehicles pollute most when starting up from rest. The overabundance of stop signs teaches drivers to be less observant of cross traffic and to exercise less judgment when driving. Instead, they're looking for signs. The four-way stop deserves special recognition as a masterpiece of counterproductive public safety efforts. Where should the driver look? One Dutch town experimented by getting rid of most of its traffic signs. The result? Fewer accidents and fewer injuries. Drivers look out for people in cars and walking around instead of looking for signs, and then they negotiate their way through town.
You know, if you suggested that some town make this do this kind of experiment here, they would reel back in horror.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
String you
oh,
up.
My God, you want to kill children? I mean, they would react so poorly to this. But, you know, some Dutch town decided to do it. What is it about Americans that we just want to be told what to do so badly? We need people to tell us what to do.
Not me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How about you
let people tell you what to do, and I'll just do whatever I want. Thank you, though.
Yeah, well, it's that we don't trust the other people.
Yeah. I'll do the right thing.
I know that I'm
going to
do the right thing.
Remember the stop
sign? I'm not so sure about.
Remember the stop sign in Warren, Michigan, where Officer Kanapsky wrote so many of his tickets? Well, it's been changed to a yield sign. One result? Fewer accidents. Police say that between January 16th of 2008 and May 21st, there have been no accidents reported, and during that same time frame in 2007, there were 4 crashes reported. Good. Let's get rid of more stop signs. And
I don't think this proves that stop signs are dangerous. I think that what it proves is that there's randomization out there, and the stop signs do very little.
They're useless to anybody but the police department.
Yeah, I really feel that way.
And Johnson also wraps up by saying, to all the cops who eagerly punish us for doing what they do, give me a break.
You know, I agree with him. You know, I was thinking, not only is there a stop sign at every, you know, street crossing or stoplight, where there isn't a stoplight, there's a stop sign. But every driveway is a stop sign. If you're pulling out of your driveway, you have to come to a full and complete stop at your driveway, rock back, and then you're allowed to go.
Is that true?
Yes.
I never heard of such a thing.
Well, that's the rule. Ignorance of the law is
no
excuse.
Oh, jeez. 1-800-259-9231. Your comments on this story or whatever it is that's on your mind. Bring up anything. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of July, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and bread lines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage food. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you'll need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features there are free, and those features include the wiki. You can get interactive with over 1,700 pages created by listeners just like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. Also, if you want to help Free Talk Live out, you can go and visit the promote page on our website to learn various different simple, easy, and mostly free, if not very cheap, ways that you can help Free Talk Live, help spread the word about this program to introduce more people to the message of liberty. Go to promote.freetalklive.com and get a look at all the options that are there. That's promote.freetalklive.com. So, let's talk about a story we mentioned before, and it's just such a compelling, sad story that it's worth talking about again, especially because now we've got quotes from bureaucrats to go along with the story. It's a tragic story out of the Tallahassee region in Florida, and Julia, you've got it.
Yes. All right. Sorry.
I thought you did.
I do. Okay. After being caught twice with a baggie of marijuana, 23-year-old Rachel Hoffman was reportedly told by police in Tallahassee, Florida, that she would go to prison for 4 years unless she became an undercover informant.
First, before we go on, remember, whenever the police tell you something, there's a good possibility that they are telling you a lie.
Yeah, if it was really, in fact, just a baggie, and I don't know how big this baggie is, but it draws to mind a sandwich bag. If it was a baggie of marijuana, you're not going to prison for 4 years.
Not bloody likely.
Unless you're on probation, but... You know, even if you're on misdemeanor probation, this just doesn't make any sense.
I actually have been caught twice with a baggie of marijuana, presumably of the same size, and I didn't go to prison. I just did service.
When a cute little girl comes up in front of a judge for a marijuana
and
charge,
and this girl is cute.
Yeah, it's not going to go that bad.
Well, you know, I think ugly girls should be able to, smoke pot too if they want. Here nor there in the issue as far as I'm concerned. But yeah.
Many people on their first offense or second offense will not go to prison for marijuana, regardless of how they look. That much is the case. So the cops, first off, were lying to this girl.
The young woman, a recent graduate of Florida State University, was murdered during a botched sting operation 2 months ago.
I wonder who she got shot by.
I don't know. Maybe we'll find out.
Probably the bad guy.
Friendly fire dealers. Happens.
Yeah. I think it was the drug dealers.
That's who they're going to blame it on. You weren't there.
That's true. Good point.
Her case will be profiled Friday on 2020. The idea of waging a war on drugs is to protect people, and here it seems like we're putting people in harm's way, said Lance Block, a lawyer hired by the girl's family. The Florida Attorney General's office says it is reviewing the procedures and protocol of the Tallahassee police.
They're under review. They've got a blue ribbon panel taking a look at these cops.
Why they send them to prison for 4 years unless they cooperate?
Not likely. Rachel's case has also raised some new questions about state and federal laws related to marijuana possession. What bothers me about this is that it's only marijuana possession. When people start to talk about drugs...
She had some ecstasy, didn't she?
That was actually just something totally separate.
Okay.
But what really bothers me is when people start to talk about drug laws, they can only start to talk about marijuana. But we don't even go to those other drugs. We can only just...
If it's your body, you can do what you want with it, and it doesn't matter which drug it is.
But people don't even want to talk about marijuana.
I think that marijuana,
if you stopped the war on marijuana, which is...
That's what it is.
You're going to put such a huge dent in the war on drugs that towns and people are going to find it financially just not worth going after the rest of the stuff to some extent. I think it's going to slow it down.
There's a lot of money in coke, man.
Well, marijuana is so
easy to find
when you pull someone over because you can smell it really easily, and drug dogs can smell it really easily.
They smell coke?
No.
Drug dogs can, but you can't smell coke when you pull someone over.
Okay, true. Drug dogs can.
Maybe. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure they can.
Yes.
Coke's pretty bulky, too.
Yeah, not really.
Unless you're selling dime bags. I mean, you got to move kilos of the stuff around somehow, right?
Yeah, that's when you're talking about, big time dealers, but most, the retail dealer.
The people who are getting caught.
The retail dealer generally does not have a kilo.
It's true.
I already read that. I'm calling her a criminal, Tallahassee's police chief Dennis Jones told 2020, who maintains that both drug dealers and drug users are considered criminals in this department.
Now, here's my question. What would happen if Mr. whoever his name was,
Dennis Jones,
Mr. Jones, if it was his daughter that was caught with the two baggies of marijuana, what would he be saying at that point? Well, he'd probably say no comment, number one, but if you managed to get a comment out of him, it would probably be similar to what old Jeb Bush down in Florida said when his daughter got caught with crack cocaine.
This is a family matter?
More than once, yeah. I would appreciate that if you just left this. So this is a private family matter.
That's what he would say there, but you saw what the cops said about, what the big cops said about police officers going through stop signs in the last story. Well, sometimes police officers make mistakes. Did the cops get tickets?
So he might say, my daughter, she just made a mistake, that's all.
They're not gonna face the penalties that you and I face.
Criminal.
Yeah, she's a beautiful young woman that you decided to smoke marijuana, which is safer and better for you than alcohol.
As many young college students have decided to do on a nightly basis.
Disgusting is what it is.
So by this man's definition, he's in Tallahassee. There are a few colleges there. There's the community
Florida State
college,
University, FAMU. There's Leon County.
So in this man's understanding, virtually everyone on those college campuses, I mean, I don't know if it's virtually everyone.
They're criminals that deserve to die.
Yeah.
It's a significant percentage of any college campus that is engaging in smoking marijuana on a fairly regular basis. I tell you that not even as someone who's gone to a college campus like that, but just as people who've known people in college, and it's just that's how it is, my man.
Which is funny because college is idolized. So.
You just need to know people in our in that age bracket, you know, 35 on down.
Sure.
You know, at some point you're maturing, you're having kids, your life's changing, you decide to stop smoking marijuana. Sometimes that happens, sometimes it doesn't, but that happens for a lot of people. But when you're talking that bracket from 16 to 26.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine what the percentages are, but it's a significant portion of our population that jerk says are criminals and and apparently doesn't care if they die.
No,
if
he doesn't. Exploited. He sounds very cavalier about it all.
It's disgusting.
Rachel was also found in possession of two ecstasy pills, a felony under Florida law, no matter what the quantity, because it has a high potential for abuse and has
and a high potential for fun.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to recommend that kids go out and do that, because it is an illegal drug, which means that it could be impure, and you never know what you're getting in the black market.
Though I will say that ecstasy, me using ecstasy in my teenage years is probably one of the best things I ever did for myself, so... I don't know.
I don't see why, but okay.
I put my self-esteem through the roof, man.
Well, I had a fun time.
Yeah, I had fun too, but man, it just did wonderful things for...
Now it keeps me up. I'm not interested in anything to keep me up.
When's the last time you did it?
Ecstasy?
Yeah.
It's probably been close to a decade.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I haven't been out of prison for a decade.
Gotcha.
Close. Kids, you'll go to prison if you use drugs.
Maybe. Depends.
The Tallahassee...
If you get caught.
That's true. The Tallahassee police chief says Rachel was suspected of selling drugs, and she was rightly treated as a criminal.
You know, if this guy was a criminal and committed some kind of offense that was just as, you know, the same level she was, would it be okay if he died?
As if that makes it okay.
Yeah, that's just, it's so nuts. It's disgusting.
And suspected of selling drugs because they found her with two ecstasy pills and a baggie of marijuana?
Yeah. They always suspect you're selling them because it's a bigger charge.
Bigger charge, that way they can knock it down and
they can
give
wheel
you a deal.
And deal.
Yeah.
If they give you a simple possession of marijuana, what are they going to wheel and deal down to?
Mm-hmm.
That's my job as a police chief, to find these criminals in our community and take them off the street.
That's such a hard job. Finding pot smokers? This guy is so full of it to suggest that he's got a job to go
he
find pot
He only finds
smokers?
The criminals that he wants to find.
Yeah.
When someone commits a crime in his department, when someone commits a crime in front of him, and there's so many laws that he knows what these crimes are, he doesn't take them off the street. If you're a friend or if you're an employee, he doesn't do anything.
I can find you pot smokers tonight. Let's go to any restaurant in town. Let's go to any bar in town.
Food service workers.
Food service workers, 90-80% plus marijuana smokers. I don't see this cop going and raiding restaurants. More coming up. You take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever suffered from giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com.
radio.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at IDStronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Hey, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Those features, by the way, include live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, both free for you at freetalklive.com.
Yeah, with the housing market the way it is currently, now's a great time to, you know, stay at home. Don't go out. Don't spend money on going out to restaurants and that kind of thing. Spend money on remodeling your kitchen. Go to InterKnobs.com. You can get wholesale prices. You get friendly service, and you can save 10% by using code FTL. That's InterKnobs.com, InterKnobs.com, InterKnobs.
1-800-259-9231. A little more detail on this tragic story out of Tallahassee, Florida, and I'm bummed we're no longer on in Tallahassee. But this could happen to someone in your family. This could happen to a friend of yours, at least if they smoke marijuana. This young lady, 23 years old, college student in Tallahassee, was picked up by the cops for possession of marijuana charges. The cops lied to her, told her that she could be facing up to 4 years in prison. And they convinced her, as they do so many people that they catch for simple drug possession offenses, they convinced her to work with them. Hey, if you just work with us here, we'll cut you down to a simple charge of possession and you'll have 6 months probation.
When you think about being in that situation, you're sitting in a room and there are cops all around you, being intimidating like mm-hmm. they're trained to do, and in your face with guns on their hips, at convincing you to do something, it's pretty convincing.
Sure. You don't want to go to the pokey and spend 4 years in prison.
With
and
these if you guys.
Right, and if you believe the cops, then you believe that's what's going to happen. Again, cops tell lies, so never believe a word they say. And certainly you should not work with the cops.
Know, if you're a cop and you don't like Ian saying that cops tell lies, don't believe a word they say, stop telling lies, you stinking liar.
So don't work with the cops either, because it just puts you in an even more dangerous situation. And as we find, you know, as we find out from time to time, they don't hold up their end of the bargain. In this case, they wanted her to go and run an undercover drug deal for them, right?
Right. And this is, there's only a little bit left to this article, but I thought this point was fairly important. The young woman received no training before being sent to an undercover meeting to buy a large quantity of drugs and a handgun from two suspects. So they sent a 23-year-old girl into a drug bust to buy a gun okay, here you go. Go buy the drugs.
Wow.
I mean, that's crazy.
It's nuts. It's absolutely nuts. No
but
training.
The police chief says she's a criminal, so why do they
and
care if she does?
Apparently, they're claiming that she got shot by the gun that she was supposed
right.
to buy.
Police say Rachel was killed by the very handgun she was supposed to buy.
It may be true, but it may be the cops bust in and she got caught in the crossfire and was shot by a cop. Who knows?
We don't know. But we do know that the police are very, very concerned about their own safety. We know that. They have rules and regulations mm-hmm. that they're very, very strict about officer safety. We've got to be concerned about officer safety.
But she was a criminal.
Right. So in this case, the narcs, the narcotics department officers figured, well, we would normally go and do this ourselves, but hey, officer safety is important. We've got this criminal over here, and she'll do whatever it is we ask her to do, because we'll promise, you know, we'll give her a deal if she does what we ask her to do. We'll just send this little girl in here and put her ass on the line.
You know, different departments act in different manners, and I would hope that most departments wouldn't do this,
but it's
an egregious. I don't know whether
they try to get you to roll over, Julia, when they busted you?
No.
Didn't have enough.
No.
She had two baggies.
So I understand. That's why I'm saying that this, you know,
but
normally.
But they did pull this intimidation crap on me, and they, you know, they had several officers surround me, and at one point in time I was taken into a room, and this big black cop got in my face and screamed at me, and I mean, if somebody said something like this to me, like, hey, will you do this and you'll get in less trouble, in the state of mind that I was in when I was in jail for this, I probably would have said yes, because I was terrified.
Yeah, you know, and they probably needed somebody at that time. But I think that this is that one particular point that they sent this girl in and sent her in without training is that was department specific. It's a bunch of crap. And this police chief deserves to lose his job. Actually, everybody in the department. Everybody in the department that was involved in this deserves to lose their job.
Yeah, but it never works that way. They'll get medals.
No, they don't.
They get medals for this crap.
They do.
So there you go.
Fact
another
is,
unnecessary death.
Alcohol, you were a criminal for drinking alcohol at one point in time. And for some reason, we changed these laws, and now you're not a criminal. Now it's okay.
Now everything's fine. And these people, it's so mindless. When you hear this viewpoint from people, and it's not just the cops, it's the people that are just law and order types, this viewpoint that, well, the law defines what is right and what is wrong.
Yeah.
No, that's not the case.
Shallow
at all.
Morons.
What defines right and wrong is harm, is victims. Is there a victim to this crime? If there's no victim, then nothing's been done
just
wrong.
Just because some people got together somewhere and decided to write down on a piece of paper that something was wrong does not make it wrong.
Right. So alcohol drinking was, in these people's minds, wrong at one time, but now they can feel good about it because it's legal.
It just goes to show that this has absolutely nothing to do with keeping people safe and everything to do with making money and being in control.
Wait, I'm sorry, I'm wrong about alcohol. It's actually wrong if you're under 21 years old. And then when you turn 21,
suddenly it's not.
It's right. It's okay.
And a few years ago, several years ago at this point in time, it was okay when you were 18 and even some states 19, but not anymore.
Right. It's just, I mean, people, please,
it's
if
so
you've got
arbitrary.
This mindset.
If you go across the border to Canada, it's still
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Just so weird.
Here's another one for you. Here's a quickie, just to give you an idea of the kind of people we're talking about at some of these police departments. Now, there are some good cops out there, but as long as cops like this are running around and the good cops are not arresting them or doing everything they can to put a stop to this behavior, then the good cops aren't good enough. Here's the story from Chicago, the Associated Press, and I'm sorry that we have to keep reading stories like this, because I think this is at least the third story in as many years that was similar to this. A paralyzed man, paralyzed, claimed in a lawsuit Thursday that seven Chicago police officers dragged him from a car and beat him unconscious when he was too slow to obey their order to get out of the vehicle. Daniel Cesares claims the officers engaged in excessive use of force and battery. His federal lawsuit against the city and seven officers asks for unspecified damages. Cesares is a quadriplegic as a result of a car accident 4 years before the traffic stop, according to his attorney.
The police commissioner is so stupid on this. He should have gone to the guy and say, look, here's my check. I've got the check. I've got the town checkbook right here. I've got the city checkbook. Yeah. Tell me what you want.
In October 2006, the seven officers stopped a car in which Cesares was riding in the passenger seat. The complaint says the officers asked him to get out, and when he didn't do so immediately, they dragged him out, and some or all of the officers allegedly kicked Cesares while he was on the ground. Cesares was convicted of battery and resisting arrest in the traffic stop. A quadriplegic man was convicted of battery against the cops. Was that because he touched them while they were beating him?
One of his arms flailed up as they kicked him in his midsection and happened to bump the officer? I mean, what is a quadriplegic going to do? They convicted him of battery.
Resisting
this
arrest.
This shows you the scam that is out there that is the legal system. They convicted a quadriplegic of battery.
Of resisting, too. On top of that, how can you resist as a quadriplegic?
What do you do?
He can barely move.
Try to escape by using his tongue to push himself away. I mean, these people are ludicrous. He was convicted of this. A jury of your peers, these idiots, these morons that show up for jury trials, convicted him of this, apparently. I mean, I don't know what the specifics are, but I can tell you that whatever it is, everybody involved is a complete and utter moron who doesn't even consider critical thinking a part of their daily life.
Well, Jenny Hoyle, the spokes bureaucrat for the city law department, declined to comment because she hasn't.
I hope she dies.
Of course she
hasn't seen the complaint.
I hope she gets cancer. God, awful
it's
woman.
It's sad. It's terrible.
And it's not the only time it's happened. Please don't think for one moment that this is the only time.
They did it in, I think it was, I don't want to, you know, besmirch any cities here, but I believe it was Boston. They pulled a teacher who had epilepsy, was having a seizure out of his car. They busted in the passenger car, drug him out by his head, and kicked him to sleep on the sidewalk while he was having a seizure.
Yep, and then there was the other guy who was having a diabetic attack, basically, where he was in, I forget what they call it, like some sort of diabetic shock.
Yeah, one of those
sort,
things.
Where, again, and by the way, these people had pulled over safely to the side of the road. One man pulled into a 7-Eleven parking lot.
Right. He was acting strangely. I think he's on drugs.
They knew it was coming on, so they were acting in a manner that was protecting the people around them from themselves. And the cops beat the hell. They beat the tar out of these people.
Thugs.
These
are the men in blue. These are the heroes.
Right.
These are the guys that we pin medals on their chests and say, oh, my God, thank God for these people.
Yeah. And people tell me there's something wrong with the idea of withholding taxes, that there's something wrong for keeping the money that I earned and not handing it over to these goons. That's wrong?
I don't want the blood on my hands.
Oh, I'm a criminal then because I did that. I'm breaking the law. I'm a criminal. I'm a bad man. No, these are the bad men. These are the bad men and women, and they call themselves government. And there's no end to this. There's no end. I've got a whole list of corrupt cop stories, too. We can do those, but we've got other stuff to talk about and take your calls as well. You know what? The government's looking out for us. The state of California is looking out for everyone's
health. As they kick your head in.
And, well, beyond that, for everyone else, there's a new ban in California. We'll tell you what it is in moments.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
It's a fact.